Hey, New Life. Let me ask you a question. Do you like stories? I do. One of the things about Jesus is he was a tremendous storyteller. He told parables, and parables were told to connect with his audience in ways that they could understand in common, ordinary fashions, great truths of God, what Jesus was trying to get them to understand. In fact, even today, the word for parable in Hebrew means to give an example. That's what a parable is all about, giving an example. And in Luke chapter 14, Jesus gives a parable instructing his followers to be prepared. He tells a parable of a man who is hosting a big banquet. When the banquet is ready, he sends his servants out to those who have received invitations. And actually, their replies back of why they cannot attend are rather humorous. In fact, often Jesus uses humor in his teaching. Obviously, the master is not amused at these excuses. So then he sends his servants out into the highways and byways to bring people in because he's got a lot of food and he wants it eaten. And the whole purpose of this parable is be prepared. Be ready. You never know when those moments in your life are going to be, even the moment of your own passing. And one of the things that we have learned over the past year is the fragility of life. We can never take our everyday for granted. So be prepared. How are you prepared? You're ready to answer when the master calls. One little tip though about reading parables. Parables are not an allegory, so you don't need to try and identify every person and everything in the parable. The parable's about communicating a point. And this parable of the great banquet is be prepared. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you living each day in such submitted obedience to God, that no matter when that moment comes, you would be ready to meet him. Be prepared. How do we do that? We repent each and every day.